Hola y gracias por estar con nosotros en un nuevo programa de El Mundo.
Hello and thanks for joining us on our show El Mundo, the world, and always, and as always with us is Dr. Michael Lightman, and today we're going to talk about the holiday of Pentecost. Thanks for being with us. Happy to be with you again. Please.
Dr. Lightman, se aproxima la festividad de Shavuot.
Dr. Lightman, the holiday of Pentecost is coming up, and we wanted to ask, what is the meaning, the significance of this holiday? It's not such a big holiday. It's not so well known. It's not so obligating for Jews. Doesn't really obligate them to do anything, and therefore it goes by, barely felt throughout the rest of the year, and it's just one day. But it is a very important holiday because actually it is the foundation from which humanity has received the method of correction, a method for correction. How do we have to correct ourselves in order to reach a whole and perfect life for everyone, for all mankind? And even though that it is barely mentioned, barely known, unfelt, on the one hand, but on the other hand, it is a holiday that we truly appreciate. I'm talking about Kabbalists, because it symbolizes the reception of the upper force, of the upper method of the correction of the world that's called Torah.
En sí, la palabra Shavuot, ¿qué significa?
The word Shavuot, what does it actually mean? The word Shavuot, it's unique in regard to this holiday because it comes after 7 Shavuot, 7 weeks from Passover, where a person is set free from the control of his ego, which is called the Exodus from Egypt. And when he comes out of his ego, and begins to correct himself, then he goes through stages that are called 49 days. And on the 50th day, as he reaches a very special degree of his corrections, it means that he has reached a state where he can receive the Torah to discover the upper light that already he starts arranging it and fulfilling him. And this is how a person reaches the upper light called Torah. This holiday is also called the holiday of the first fruits, and it has to do with the first harvest. What's the connection between the harvest and the first fruits and the holiday of Shavuot, of Pentecost? According to the stories, this holiday took place exactly when the harvest was done, was finished, and therefore it's a kind of agricultural holiday for the people that work the land and collect the crops and finish their work in the field, and a few months later begin a new year. But in the meantime, they get all of the harvest of the field, collect it, arrange it, and later comes the holiday that we can be joyous, meaning we finished the hard labor and now we have everything. This is the simple, general explanation on the human level. But according to the explanation of the wisdom of Kabbalah, it says that once we come to the correction of our vessels, and actually after the holiday of Shavuot, Pentecost, we can use our vessels in order to receive the upper light, the revelation of the Creator in our vessels, in order to bestow, meaning corrected vessels, meaning the revelation of the Creator to the created beings in the vessels of the created being in equivalence of form with the Creator. And this is what the holiday of Shavuot symbolizes. During the holiday of Shavuot, it's common to eat dairy products. How is that related to the giving of the Torah? The Torah symbolizes giving from the upper force to mankind. And therefore, we symbolize it. We symbolize the Torah by milk, like any animal level, like when any animal wants to give to another, it gives it, you know, like a woman gives to her baby child and any animal gives to their offsprings, then milk symbolizes giving. There's nothing closer, more natural than a mother feeding her child with her milk. And therefore, this holiday symbolizes the giving of the Creator to the created beings, that as if the Creator is giving us his feeling, understanding, revelation, approach, attitude, which is really called the holiday of a dairy holiday. And accordingly, we also eat on this holiday dairy products.
Es una linda explicación. Cuando se habla que Moisés subió,
that's a beautiful explanation. So, when it says that Moses climbed Mount Sinai to receive the Torah, he received the tables of covenant that are also known as the Ten Commandments. Now, if we know that the Torah is something internal, then what is this action of the giving of the Torah? That the Creator is giving us a method of correction for us to correct ourselves from a state in which we're his opposite to a state where we become similar to him. And then, by reaching the state where we liken ourselves to him, up to the point where we can receive from him the internality, his fulfillment, that this is what the holiday of Shavuot, Pentecost, symbolizes, that we receive from him the upper light, the inner light, that corrects us and fulfills us. And that's why actually we have such great joy that's called the holiday of Matan Torah, the giving of Torah. In Article 11 from 1984 by Rabash, the merit of our forefathers, Rabash advises us to look at the essay, The Giving of the Torah, where it says that our forefathers kept the entire Torah even before it was given, observed the whole Torah even before it was given. So if they observed it even before it was given, then what does it mean, giving of the Torah? Beautiful question. First of all, our forefathers, these are special souls. These souls are called gara, that they did not yet clothe in our ego, and therefore They observed the Torah, meaning the law of love, of giving. That's what the Torah is about. Love another as yourself is the great rule of the Torah. Our entire purpose of using the Torah is to reach love. And so we see it in the forefathers. The forefathers, these are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they needed no corrections. And due to the purity of their soul, exaltedness of their soul, that the ego did not spread in them, because the ego spreads from the seven lower sfirot, spheres. And in the upper spheres, sfirot, keter, chokhma, bina, there is no ego. And therefore, they observed the Torah due to the exaltedness or purity of their souls. And therefore, we say that they observed the entire, the whole Torah. They received all the upper lights. They were in connection, in a whole and complete connection with the upper force, with the Creator. And this is what happened to them. And that's why that they didn't have to receive the Torah in the form of corrections, because to begin with, they were already corrected. And therefore, they observed the entire Torah, and whereas their offsprings, they already needed to receive the Torah to learn how to correct themselves, and according to their correction, to attain the Creator and to adhere to Him.
Me parece que eso empieza ya a responder la siguiente pregunta que teníamos lista.
I think that this already starts answering our following question about the giving of the Torah. In the article, The Giving of Torah, Rabash says, therefore, the Creator did not find a nation or a tongue qualified to receive the Torah, except for the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose ancestral merit reflected upon them. Right. Because there were such forefathers, such forces in the nation as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore, their offsprings, spiritually wise, meaning we have to understand that it has nothing to do with corporeality. Therefore, their descendants were ready and prepared already for correction and the reception of the upper light.
Cuando este párrafo se refiere a que no hubo naciones o lenguas cualificadas para esto.
This passage, it says that there was no other tongue or nation qualified to receive the Torah. How come? We have to understand that the Torah is not something that passes an heritage. And there was no nation like the nation of Israel, but it was a group that got together, united in Babylon, and this group included in it representatives, descendants of all those small nations that filled ancient Babylon 3,500 years ago, and whoever there had an inclination toward connection in order to reach love between people used to come to Abraham, and then Isaac, and then Jacob. And from that, the group was made, was built, a group that called itself the Nation of Israel, a group that is directed. A nation is actually the group. And Israel, from the words Yashar Kel, meaning those who are aimed directly at attaining the Creator, revealing the Creator. And so they did. And what they received from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the methods of correction, of connection, that's called Torah. The method of connection.
¿Cómo se puede resumir entonces el mérito de Abraham, Isaac y Jacob para ser receptores?
So how can we summarize their merit, the merit of Isaac, Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Their merit means their exaltedness. It means that in those people, there was the force of connection, of concession, of strength to overcome the ego, that they could overcome their ego and reach connection to others. And therefore, Abraham demanded of all the Babylonians, love another as yourself. They couldn't accept it, besides the few people that joined him and connected. And from that consists their group. Their group was made up of those people, and not everyone was ready for it. Even though that back then in Babylon, we can say that lived the representatives of all nations, all the 70 nations of the world.
Está escrito que la Torah fue entregada y no recibida.
It says that the Torah was given but not received in Shamati 161. It says there, the matter of the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai does not mean that the Torah was given then and that now it is not. Rather, the giving of the Torah is an eternal thing. The Creator always gives. However, we are unfit to receive. Can you explain the meaning of this passage that we just read? Torah is the upper light that works on a person to the measure to which a person wants to change from hating everyone to loving everyone. So, to the measure to which he's capable of it or wants it. Let's say he doesn't even resist it. That's already important. Even that. If he comes to that, then according to his effort of being connected to others, he draws upon himself, according to this effort, a special force called the upper light, that this light really helps him connect to others, come closer to them, correct themselves in such a way that he will really want to love them. And in these stages where he loves them more and more, connects to them, these are exactly the changes that the Torah teaches us. In that same article, it says, the Torah is called the potion of life and the potion of death. Meaning what? Torah is the upper light, and when it works, then when it influences, then depending on the state in which a person's in, what happens is that a person could be in a state where he is the opposite of the light, of giving, of love of others, of bestowal, or in favor, similar to the light. And so what we get is that a person can feel the Torah as the potion of life or the potion of death. If he is in a state where he does not want to connect to others, then the Torah influences him even more and shows him how opposite to connection he is. And if he has an inclination toward connecting with others, then this actually helps him to come closer and connect to others. And furthermore, it says there, Therefore, every year there is the time of the reception of the Torah, because the time is right for awakening from below, because then the time in which it is revealed in the lowers, it is the time in which the giving of the Torah is revealed in the lowers. So why is it that each and every year, is there a new Torah that one receives, and what is an awakening from below? Really, every year, meaning in this period that a person goes through, there are times for the better, times for the worse, different things. We see it on ourselves, the way we feel life, that everything goes and flows, sometimes for the better, sometimes not so much, and that's how we advance. Therefore, the truth is that anyone who is in a spiritual state, then to them, it's not really important the period in which the time of the year that they're in. It has nothing to do with the calendar year. Is it spring, winter, summer, autumn? But it depends more on how does a person attribute himself to the corrections, to the changes. Because on the other hand, it says that there is the giving of the Torah. And along with celebrating the general giving of the Torah, which is on the day of Pentecost, along with this, we also have to understand that if a person wants to receive the Torah, the method of how to connect to others, how to reach love of others, this is actually what the giving of the Torah is. He doesn't need to wait for that day, but he can realize it on any given day during the year. If so, what is the awakening from below, and who are the lower ones according to this text? According to the text that we read in the Torah, as it says that all nations will come to him, and my home shall be called a home of prayer to all nations, then each and every person on earth that lives and feels himself in this world, living in this world, is worthy of using the Torah up to the point of reaching love of others and love the Creator, up to the point where his eyes open up in the Torah and he feels himself living an eternal life where he flows on an infinite axis in time. In conclusion, what is required of us in order for us to be ready to receive the Torah? What advice can you give us? Only to learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah how to come closer to one another, and how by coming closer to one another we build a place for the revelation of the positive force, the force of mutual common love, connection, and that's how we will come to the correction of the world. And it won't be like we unfortunately see it today.
Se refiere entonces a que hay una recepción particular, o sea, cada persona puede.
So you mean that there is particular personal reception, meaning that any person can come to receive the Torah? Yes, regardless of anyone else, any person who wants to reach a whole, complete, and perfect life, eternal life, he has to use the Torah more precisely, the inner part, practical part of the Torah called the wisdom of Kabbalah, by which he can change himself and see himself living his life in a whole, complete, and eternal world, and he himself also enters this eternal life. If he correctly uses the Torah, it elevates him to the degree of infinity.
Dr. Lightman, muchísimas gracias por ampliar.
Dr. Lightman, thank you very much for elaborating on such an interesting subject. And may we all be worthy of receiving this light. We'll talk about this. In the meantime, happy holiday. Receive something from the Torah and see how by that upper force wants to really give us milk, a warm and eternal feeling, like a mother that cares for a child, the very same we will receive the care of the Creator upon us. Good luck.
Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.